Wheat streak mosaic virus is a devastating disease in Kansas, and volunteer wheat in your field and all surrounding fields must be removed prior to planting. As farmers are currently drilling winter wheat across the state, be a good neighbor and control volunteer wheat. An infected field can impact thousands of acres in immediate proximity depending on environmental factors. The drought over the previous years combined with multiple issues during harvest have created conditions that make wheat streak mosaic and related diseases an increased threat this year. Abandoned wheat, weedy patches that weren't harvested, and hail-shattered fields all favor an increased incidence of volunteer wheat. Wheat streak mosaic virus causes considerable damage to the Kansas wheat crop each year, primarily in the western portion of the state. In 2017, this disease caused a conservative $76.8 million in direct losses to wheat farmers, a loss of 19.2 million bushels of wheat. The 2017 loss was a 5.6% yield loss, up from an average of 1.5% loss. For the past couple growing seasons, however, tests determined the disease showed up not only in western Kansas, but also in central Kansas. Wheat curl mites that spread wheat streak mosaic virus and other diseases survive the summer on volunteer wheat and other grasses. As those plants die off, the wheat curl mites leave in search of new plants to feed on. Early planted wheat is likely to become infested and thus become infected with wheat streak mosaic virus, high plains virus, and triticum mosaic virus. The wheat curl mites are moved by wind and can be carried a mile or more before dying, so if the wheat is planted early, make sure all volunteer wheat within a mile is completely dead at least 2 weeks prior to planting. For growers considering planting early, a good management consideration would be to select wheat varieties with resistance to the wheat streak mosaic virus and/or tolerance to the wheat curl mite, especially in the western portions of the state. For more information on the devastating disease, download a packet of information or request a printed copy from Kansas Wheat, 1990 Kimball Avenue, Manhattan, Kansas, 66502. The best way to prevent the spread of wheat streak mosaic virus is to remove volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds. Volunteer wheat must be completely dead and dry for 2 weeks before planting a new crop. Volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds can be removed with herbicides or tillage, but it's absolutely essential to allow time for herbicides to work. Avoid early planting. Plant after the best pest management planting date, or BPMP, formerly known as the Hessian fly-free date. By avoiding early planting, Kansas wheat farmers can avoid times when wheat mite populations are the highest in late summer and decrease the interval between planting and fall freeze events. Plant varieties with moderate or high levels of resistance to WSMV. Kansas Wheat Variety Guide is a new publication in the Kansas Wheat RX series and addresses steps to ensure a successful variety selection. It is very difficult to rate varieties for WSMV. There are three separate virus diseases in the Central Plains that can all occur, separately or in combination. Wheat streak mosaic virus, high plains virus, and triticum mosaic virus. They have similar symptoms and are vectored by the wheat curl mite. If two or more of these diseases occur together, all wheat varieties become susceptible. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.